Minimal melody for drum-led tracks. DNB Masterclass in Ableton Live. Stock only. Intermediate level. All right. Let's build one of the most useful skills in drum and bass composition. Writing a minimal melody that gives your track identity without stealing the spotlight from the drums and bass. Because in Rollers, jungle-leaning breaks and that modern minimal techie DNB vibe, the drums and bass are the lead. The melody is more like a signature small hook, a texture, a repeatable idea. 2 to 4 notes, sometimes literally one note, and the real interest comes from rhythm, placement, automation, and arrangement. And we're doing this with Ableton stock devices only. Operator, Wave Eatable, Collision, Simpler, and stock mixing tools like EQ8, Saturator, Clue Compressor, Drum Bus, Echo, Reverb, Utility, Auto Filter, Redux, and Corpus. By the end, you'll have a 64-bar sketch, rolling drums with fills, a sub and a mid bass, and a minimal motif that evolves without getting more musical. Let's go. First, quick session setup so your workflow stays fast. Set the tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere 172 to 176 is fine, but 174 is a sweet spot. 4/4 time. Now make 4 groups. Drums, bass, music, and effects or atmos. Your minimal melody is going in music. For arrangement, lay down a simple plan. 8-bar intro, 16-bar build, 32-bar drop, and an 8-bar outro. Even if you extend it later, this grid stops you from looping forever. And a big Ableton tip, use an 8-bar loop race while you're writing the core idea. If it works in 8 bars, scaling to 16 or 32 is easy. If it doesn't work in 8, adding more bars won't magically fix it. Now step 1. Drums first. The motif must serve the groove, not the other way around. Start with core drums in a drum rack. Keep it simple. A short tight kick, a snare with crack and body, a tight closed hat, and optionally a ride or shaker. Classic DNB backbone. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. You can add an extra kick on the end of 2 if you want that push, but don't overcomplicate yet. Now for jungle flavor and instant motion. Layer a breakbeat on an audio track. Warp it if you want it smoother. Complex Pro if you want more bite and chunk. Try Beats Mode. Either can work depending on your taste. High pass the break with EQ8, usually somewhere around 140 to 220 Hz. The goal is, the break gives top-end movement and ghost energy, but it does not contribute low-end. Then add drum bus on the break to shape transients. Drive around 5 to 15%, crunch 0 to 10, boom off, because we do not want low-end from the break. Use damp to tame harshness. Once your drums feel like a complete instrument, glue them on the drums group. Put EQ8 first. If the whole drum picture is harsh, try a tiny dip around 3 to 6 kHz, like 1 or 2 dB. Then glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2:1, and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This isn't about smashing, it's about making it feel like one kit. Optional, a saturator after with soft clip-on and just 1 to 3 dB of drive, purely to make the drums feel more finished. At this point, do a quick reality check. If you mute everything except drums, is it still exciting? If not, don't try to fix that with melody. Fix it with groove. Swing. Hats, ghost notes, and drum variation. In drum-led music, weak drums can't be rescued later. Step 2. Bass first, because bass defines the tonal center without you needing to write a melody. Create a SUB track. Load operator. Oscillator at to sign. Keep the level reasonable. Don't start with a sub that's already slamming. Add saturator after operator. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB with soft clip-on. This is a classic move to make the sub read better on systems and feel more solid. Then EQ8. Low pass around 120 to 180 Hz. The sub's job is weight and clarity, not buzz. Write a simple pattern that locks with kick and snare, mostly the root note. If you want movement, use an occasional fifth or minor seventh, but keep it sparse. Minimal DNB bass lines often feel great, because they're confident and repetitive, not because they're complex. Now create MID bass. Use Wave Eatable or Operator. In Wave Eatable, start with basic shapes, a sawish character, and turn oscillator 2 off. Minimal means you want control. Add a low-pass filter, like LP24, cut off somewhere between 200 and 800 Hz, and a touch of drive. Then add a chain, saturator with 3 to 8 dB drive and soft clip-on. Auto-filter after that, so you can automate cutoff movement and map it to a macro for easy control. Then EQ8 to cut mud, commonly 200 to 400 Hz if it's getting boxy. And optionally a compressor sidechained from the kick, subtle, just to create space. Rhythm-wise, keep mid-bass simple, offbeats and small 16th pushes. The rolling feel usually comes from how bass and hats interlock, not from fancy notes. Now step 3, the minimal melody concept. Here's the mindset, motif plus rhythm beats notes. Your minimal melody is a signature texture, 2 to 4 notes, repeated with small changes, usually high-passed so it doesn't fight the bass. And it should feel like it answers the snare, not like it's trying to be the vocalist. I'm going to give you 3 approaches. Pick 1 to start. Later you can layer them lightly, but don't stack 3 strong motifs. In this style, that's how you lose the minimal vibe fast. Before we start, I want to give you melody budget rules, because this stops intermediate producers from overwriting. Pitch budget. Maximum 2 or 3 distinct notes for the entire drop. Seriously, you can make a full, professional roller with 2 notes. Rhythm budget. Pick 1 main rhythm cell, 1 recognizable little pattern, and only break it at the end of an 8 or 16 bar phrase. Density budget. Aim for the motif to be audible about 40 to 60% of the time. Not constantly. If it never shuts up, it's not minimal, it's a lead. Approach 1. 2-note call and response. Fastest win. Pick a key that works for dark DNB. F minor, G minor, A minor. Use natural minor to keep it safe, and if you want extra darkness, you can hint at a Phrygian flavor with a flat second as a passing note later. But passing note, don't camp there. If you want to avoid wrong notes while you're sketching, drop Ableton's scale MIDI effect on the motif track. Totally optional, but it can keep you moving. Now create a motif track with operator. Ask A, triangle for a plucky soft tone or sign for even smoother. Set the amp envelope like a pluck. Attack at 0, decay around 180 to 450 milliseconds, sustain all the way down, release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. You want it to be quick so it behaves like percussion, not like a pad. Now add your FX chain. EQ 8 first, high pass around 250 to 500 Hz. The exact number depends on the sound, but the rule is, the motif does not live in the sub or low mid. Then echo. Try 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback around 20 to 35%. And inside echo, use the filter so the repeats are airy and don't build mud. Then reverb. Decay 1.5 to 3.5 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. And keep dry/wet around 8 to 18%. In a drop, keep it smaller. In an intro or a fill, you can let it bloom. Optional auto filter after that, with a slow LFO for subtle movement. Small amount. If it sounds like a wobble, it's too much. Now write the motif. Choose 2 notes, like F to Eb, root to minor 7th, or F to G, root to 2nd. And place the notes in the gaps between snare hits. A practical placement trick. Treat the snare as the king. Don't land your motif directly on 2 and 4. Put it around them. For example, it's on the and or the 16th before the snare can feel amazing, because it creates tension right before impact. If you want an instant workflow hack, make a snare shadow laying. Duplicate your snare MIDI clip to a new MIDI track. Move those notes 1/16th earlier or later, and use that as your starting grid for the motif. Then delete most hits. This basically guarantees your motif naturally wraps around the backbeat, because it's literally derived from it. Now how do we devolve this motif without adding notes? Automate echo feedback slowly over 16 bars, like 20% up to 32% for urgency. Automate auto filter cutoff opening from maybe 600 Hz to 2.5 kHz through the build, then tighten it slightly in the drop, so the drums feel bigger. And automate reverb dry/wet just a little at transitions. Teacher note, in drum-led DNB, you usually want the drop to feel tighter than the build, so it's totally valid to open the filter in the build, then close it slightly. When the drop hits, that contrast makes the drums feel heavier. Approach 2. 1 note, many rhythms. Minimal roller magic. This is where you choose one pitch, but the rhythm and micro timing become the hook. For sound, try a tonal percussion style. Collision is great for metallic mallets, or wavy-able with a narrow pulse and filtering, or simpler with a tiny stab sample. If you use collision, set a medium mallet hardness, tune the resonator to your root note, keep decay short to medium, then add saturator after for grit. Now program a 2-bar rhythm that interlocks with the hats. Avoid landing on the snare hits, favor syncopation, and occasionally hit the 16th right before the snare to create tension. Add groove properly, use groove pool with subtle swing, apply 10 to 25%, or manually nudge a few selected notes late by 5 to 15 milliseconds. Here's the micro-timing trick that makes it feel pro. Keep the first motif note of a phrase on grid so the listener has an anchor, then push the answer note slightly late, like 6 to 12 milliseconds. Not everything late, just the notes that feel like responses. Movement comes from timbre. Automate filter cutoff. Automate velocity if the instrument responds well. Or add slight pitch drift with wavy-able LFO or simpler pitch envelope. Approach 3. Resampled Atmos motif. Jungle and dark cinematic vibes. This one makes a melody that feels like air and texture, not like a lead line. Create a simple one-bar MIDI idea with operator, two or three notes. Add heavy echo and reverb, then resample it. Make an audio track. Set input to resampling, record a few bars. Now take that audio and drop it into simpler and classic mode. Set loop off if you want hits, or loop on if you want a pad-like texture. In simpler, filter it. High pass 200 to 500 Hz, low resonance. Add redux subtly, just a touch of downsample, so it gets some grain without turning into a video game. Add autopan at 1/2 or 1/4 rate, amount 20 to 40%. Phase at 180 degrees for a wide, smooth movement. Now that's your melodic fog. Bring it in at fills, transitions, and in the intro. In the drop, keep it controlled. The second you feel the center get blurry and the snare loses punch, pull it back. Now step 4, arrangement. This is where minimal melody actually matters. Here's a practical 64-bar layout. Bars 1 to 8, intro, filtered break, hats, maybe a tiny teaser of the motif, high passed and quiet. Bars 9 to 24, build, bring in bass gradually, automate the motif filter opening, add some noise risers or impacts using reverb tails. Keep it tasteful. Bars 25 to 56, drop, full drums and bass. The motif comes in as call and response. A really effective rule is 4 bars on, 4 bars off, so the groove can breathe. Every 8 bars, do a 1-bar drum fill and a motif variation. Bars 57 to 64, outro, strip bass. Let the motif echo out, reset the energy. And here's the DNB reality check. If your drop loses impact when you mute the motif, your drums and bass aren't strong enough. If your drop gains impact when you mute the motif is too dominant. You want that middle zone where the track works without it, but feels more identifiable with it. Now step 5, mix placement so it stays minimal. For most motifs in this style, keep them above the bass. High pass is your best friend. Keep stereo controlled so you don't smear the punch, and avoid fighting cymbal brightness. A go-to-stock chain. EQ8 with high pass 250 to 600 Hz. If it's harsh, dip 3 to 5 kHz a little. This audio version is shortened for playback.